Illinois lawmakers have a couple of weeks left to reach a resolution on the state budget. If they don't get it done by the end of June, the comptroller has warned she'll no longer have authority to pay the state's bills. But already, certain state employees, programs, and facilities are on heightened alert. At the start of this month, Governor Bruce Rauner issued notice. He was immediately taking steps to cut costs in preparation. Among those, he plans to suspend operations at the Illinois State Museum. I'm Amanda Vinicky for WUIS. I'll report on a movement to keep it open. Last year, nearly 200,000 people visited the Illinois State Museum in Springfield. Adults visiting art exhibits, researchers, classrooms on field trips, or kids like this one.
We're here for summer camp. It's awesome. You should come next year.
Children next year may not get that chance. Governor Rauner is calling for the museum and its four companion sites, including the Dixon Mounds American Indian Archaeological Site, to close. Rauner had signaled that could happen as early as next month, though the State Department of Natural Resources, which runs the museum, says no exact date has been set. Shutting down a museum isn't as simple as locking the doors and covering up the massive mastodon skeleton that's on display. The Illinois State Museum owns some 11 million artifacts, from bones and fossils to quilts and dolls.
It's a cultural gem.
That's chair of the State Museum Board, Gary Suggs. For the sake of transparency, I should point out he's a generous donor to public radio. I called him to help explain concerns raised by museum advocates. Suggs says the museum has to follow the federal Native American Graves Protection and Reparation Act.
It's a law that allows us to hold remains from Native American peoples, funerary objects which were buried with them. We have agreements with a number of tribes regarding that, and so they have access to those objects at any time they want. So there could be some issues there if we weren't able to allow them accessibility. They could sue us for that.
The Rauner administration, in its initial press release announcing the governor's plan, said the state will continue to maintain and secure the museums to protect the artifacts and exhibits, something that Suggs points out means that even if visitors can't drop by, Illinois will still be on the hook for expenses like temperature and humidity control and some personnel. There's also the matter of grants the state has committed to. It's not just a museum. There's an entire research branch with a pollen database, entomology unit, and more. Rauner was recently asked if closing the museum, even temporarily, is worth the relatively meager $5 or $6 million in savings. Here was the governor's response.
You're getting into a level of detail that I don't think it's right to go into right at this particular conference. We can talk with you further with our staff about it. The reality is nobody likes cuts. I don't like to make cuts. But these are cuts that have been brought about by Speaker Madigan, President Cullerton, and the politicians in the legislature that they control.
The DNR spokesman, Chris Young, did have some of those details. He said in an email that the museum has three active research grants from the National Science Foundation, and there's an education grant. Young says the administration is working on a strategy to complete that work. He also says the museum will return all art objects on display that are owned by other entities, and he says it will call back objects it has lent. Young wrote that closure will come after the museum's professional staff has adequate time to ensure that collections are properly accounted for and stored, which is to say layoff notices to the museum's approximately 70 employees haven't gone out. Advocates of the museum hope they never do. Samantha Reif, who teaches geology at Lincoln Land Community College and volunteers at the museum, is trying to pressure the governor to reverse course. Reif started an online petition at moveon.org asking Governor Rauner to save the state museum. Not yet a week in, it's got about 4,000 signatures.
I was at the museum yesterday, and there was a few tourists who came through and made comments about wanting to come before the doors were closed. But I think most of them were blissfully unaware. And I think that's a shame because We have lots of people that come through the museum every day, and if they show up on July 1st and the doors are locked and no one knew anything about it, I think that's a disservice to the state.
Like Reif, Representative Tim Butler, a Republican who represents Springfield, says he doesn't want to see the museum close. But he says Rauner has to prepare to deal with an out-of-balance budget or no budget at all.
The governor's taking the steps that he needs to take to manage that budget, and he's making the decisions. Is it more important to keep the state museum open or fund Medicaid. I mean, those are the kind of decisions you have to make when you get a budget that's $4 billion out of balance.
The governor and Democratic legislators have a few weeks left to resolve their impasse. That should be enough time. Illinois law requires that before any large state facility close, a months-long procedure must be followed. Rauner's team turned in initial paperwork June 3rd. It's a process that's held up facility closures in the past. To that end, let me bring back Board Chairman Gary Suggs, describing what he appreciates about the State Museum.
It looks at the people and the land of Illinois. It tells you about what the history is, and I think we can learn a lot from history as we look forward.
The State Museum explores what life was like in Illinois millions of years ago, when it was covered in glaciers, when it was a tropical sea, when live mastodons roamed. The following weeks may determine if, like so many of the creatures and culture on exhibit, the museum itself will go extinct. I'm Amanda Vinicky.